time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. This morning, it's our school district update, and we have Principal Keith Palmer from Creekview Elementary that's going to stop in and talk. First time we've talked to him all year long, so we've got a lot of catching up to do. We're going to talk about, the beginning of the year testing is over with now. We'll talk about some of the results and how that's looking. Reading, always a big deal. They just held their back to school night. There's a little construction that's going on at the school, as well as on the horizon is the Red Ribbon Week that's coming up. So we'll be talking about all of those things with Principal Palmer. Principal Palmer, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
It's always good to get, principals, teachers in from different schools in the district and kind of let people know what's going on around the district and what they can expect. And Creekview is no different. You guys are back at it now. Almost a month?
We've been on almost a month.
A month back in school. And how are things going at Creekview?
It's been a great start. I mean, it was different to bring the kids back and masks not be required. Obviously, some of the kids are still choosing to wear them with discussions with their family. And we've had to have conversations with our kids about there's not a right answer to that and that we're going to be respectful to one another no matter what choice. That's kind of a new thing we have to deal with now, but it's so great to see their faces and they're smiling and they're happy to be there, and it's been a great start.
And most of the administration, principals and things that I've talked to have said, all of our sanitation procedures are still in place. We're keeping all the sanitizers and wiping down, two or three times a day, everything and those kinds of things. And I would assume that that's all going on at Creekview.
Yeah, we're still trying to keep those measures in place. It's funny the things we found that we probably should have been doing all along that it's just kind of crazy that we didn't think about. And so, yeah, many of those things will keep taking place, hopefully for a long, long time.
Just keep them on the books, huh? Mm-hmm. All right, so first things first, you guys are done with your first of the year testing, and it went pretty well.
Things are looking pretty good. Just a few of the highlights, like our fifth grade is already showing over 50% of our students at the end of the year reading level we want them at the beginning. And I think that's just a testament of the program working over time, that these kids who have been in it for many years are
Well. And not only that, they did something that was a little different this year. And everybody that I've talked to has said the summer school program did wonders for these kids. And you were saying that you had quite a bit of attendance to the summer school program at Creekview.
We had over 100 kids registered. Not all of them finished every week through, but we had many of them that did. And we've seen some really exciting results that instead of a summer slide that we usually see, we've actually seen some of those kids that attended summer school being three or four levels ahead of what they were at the end of the year, at the beginning of the year, which for those students who were attending, they were already struggling a little bit. So to make gains through the summer is a big deal.
It's always a big deal because, it always seems like you come back in the fall and you've got to relearn what you learned the year before in the first month and a half, it seems like, just to get them back to grade level.
Yeah, it usually takes us a little while just to get going again and get in the learning mode almost.
So. And that's just a testament to keeping that mind working, keeping them reading all summer long. And you know what? It's a great thing, and just keep doing it. And it's great that it works, and then you can spend time on other things when you get back into the classroom.
Yeah, and continue to look for growth instead of catching up. It's great. The side note of that that's interesting is the aides were some of the ones more willing to keep working because their money often stops.
Uh-huh.
So we saw a lot of growth in our aides by being there day after day next to different teachers, and our aides kind of came back to school with a different knowledge base than they normally have, too. That's kind of a fun side part of that.
So it kind of helped out everybody.
Yeah, it's been great.
And in talking about the summer school program, we mentioned it. And reading has always been one of those things that's first on the page, that this is what we need to focus on this year. But you were saying that, it's not really becoming a focus anymore. It's really becoming unknown that this is what we're going to work on, and reading is our number one thing. And it doesn't have to be brought up all the time now. That's the number one focus for us is reading. As it should be.
Yeah, and we don't have to, talk to the teachers about all the efforts they need to be making. They know, and they want it. They're seeing the results. They keep pushing themselves. The goal keeps getting higher and higher, so there's still that push. But it's not like we're begging them to follow through and do certain things. They just, it's just part of their classroom now. They just do it. It's great.
It's become old hat, so to speak. It's, yeah. You know what? We're going back to school. It's time to work on reading.
Yep.
Plain and simple. Now, you did say you had your back to school night. You had to hold it virtually, but not because of COVID or anything like that. You've got some construction going on that is hopefully almost finished.
They're telling me it may be ready on Tuesday. So the parking lot's being expanded. We only had 23 parking spots in our parking lot, which meant anytime we had any event, it was bad. And there was also no good way for students to drop off and pick up kids. And so we hope this new parking lot, it's going to increase to 112 parking spots, but also have a lot more space for dropping off and picking up students that we hope is going to make things a lot easier. But it's been crazy. So, yeah, we didn't dare hold an event like Back to School Night and bring 400 parents in without anywhere to put them. So,
right. So, and so you kind of reconfigured the drop off area for the buses and added new parking to it as well.
Yeah. So it was quite the project. We lost some of the field in the process, but we felt like it was field that we didn't use a lot and the community didn't use a lot anymore. So it was time to add some parking.
All right, so you had back to school night, and then one of the next big things that's coming up is going to be Red Ribbon Week, and you said you always kind of tie that in with Halloween, so it'll be closer to the end of October.
Yeah, so to kind of make 1 week really crazy instead of 2 weeks crazy, we always tie it in, and one of the dress-up days is with Halloween. So we have that coming up. The PTA is working hard on getting that up and going, and they're gearing up again. They've had to kind of temper back for a couple of years of the things we've had to not hold, but they're ready to go, and that should be a fun activity for the kids.
All right, so be looking for information on Red Ribbon Week to be coming home in the next 2 or 3 weeks as we get closer and closer to Halloween. Principal Palmer, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it, and letting people know what's going on down at Creekview.
Well, thanks for letting me have that chance to talk to people.
Anytime. So. Go Coyotes, right?
Yep, go Coyotes.
All right, now for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.